Lots of uncertainty about the future of the Mactaquac Dam, the aging structure that provides power by holding back the waters of the St. John River, will either need to be rebuilt or decommissioned in the future. Now, researchers from Dalhousie University are getting input of a different sort from people connected to the affected area. They're inviting them to share their stories while aboard a houseboat on the head pond. Dr. Kate Sharon is one of the researchers, and she's an assistant professor at Dalhousie University and joins us on the line. Dr. Sharon, good of you to join us.
Very happy to. Thank you.
So tell me what kinds of stories you're looking for.
Well, we're really interested in understanding how people are connected to the landscape around Mactaquac. There's a lot going on in the area, not just the dam thing, but, you know, there is a new proposal by TransCanada for the Energy East pipeline, which recent plans showed it crossing the river at the dam site as well. And so what we're interested in knowing is how people feel about this place and how that might drive their motivations when they're making decisions, electoral decisions or energy decisions.
Why is that important?
Well, it's important because everybody makes decisions with their own value set at play. And so in that a particular landscape, we have a human-created amenity, basically. The dam, under great conflict, created a place that people have started to call home. Now, it's important that decision makers understand how people who live there feel about that place and what they think comprises an acceptable change in that area. I think what's really problematic about the debate so far is that, and most debate, frankly, is that it becomes highly politicized and a tug-of-war between for and against fights about a particular installation or a particular practice. And as a society, we need to take a step further back, and we need to start saying, okay, well, what is an acceptable energy mix for this place? What kind of trade-offs is that going to mean for us? Is it going to be jobs versus landscape? Is that acceptable?
Is that information that will be useful to, or should be useful to, government and industry, as well as the individuals who live around the head pond?
Well, we hope so. As we say, the discussion so far has been quite politicized. And I think there's been a lot of photos of very fraught meetings. And right now, what we need to do is get some, maybe an honest broker, I'll explain in a minute maybe that I'm not the most third party, but a bit of an honest broker to step in and do some rigorous social science around actually how do people feel about this place and present that, package that in a way that's a little bit more neutral.
You mentioned being an honest broker. Let's get that out right now, because you're actually from the area, aren't
you? I am.
And how does that color your view?
It's interesting. I moved to the area when I was four. My family went to work. My dad went to work at the mill that was obviously the biggest energy user of the dam back
in Nacowick.
In Nacowick, yeah. And left when I was graduated high school. But my family maintains a cottage at Davidson Lake.
Yeah.
It's still a really special area for me. My colleague at UNB, Tom Beckley, he used to live up Keswick Ridge. So we're both connected to the place. But I can honestly say that we don't have a position on what should happen to the dam or around the head pond more generally. But we believe firmly that those who make the decisions should have a good idea.
So getting to the people whose lives have been or might be affected or impacted by this decision, you're taking an interesting approach. You're not just going out and driving around and interviewing people.
No.
You're getting them to come to you to sail out onto the head pond on a houseboat.
Yeah, it made sense to us when we were sitting and talking about this. The project's been in the works since about September 2011 when we wrote the grant application. When we, Tom and I, put Mactaquac forward to counter as the comparison point. The other case area is actually in Peace River in Alberta. And when we sort of started talking about it, we knew we would do some kind of elicitation research. And that is often my past work. I often get people to take photographs of things that are important to them. But I still drive to them on their property and talk to them about the photographs they took. But this time we started talking, wouldn't it be great to just put people in that space? And what's been shown is that the kind of memories that people bring up when they're in a landscape, it's completely different from the ones that they would do during a more traditional interview. I know there's certain spots when I'm driving, say, between my parents' house in Fredericton and the cottage, that there I have an almost uncontrollable need at certain points in the landscape to tell a story about Long's Creek or Christmas trees on the ice. And I almost have to stifle myself not to bring those up. It's the landscape that triggers those for me.
So how do you choose who gets to go on the houseboat?
Well, we're looking to get a diversity of opinion. We're trying to avoid having people from any one age group or any one, organization aboard. And so we've got 3 days. The first day, these are all happening the last weekend of August. The first day, we're trying to get folks who are more recent migrants to the area, people who have come and bought property as adults along the Head Pond. They would have one set of experiences. And so we're going to get people to talk about, while we're touring, we're going to get people to talk about, you know, what the landscape evokes for them, what kind of changes they've considered acceptable, what they'd like for the future. And then we're going to have a discussion at the end. So this is why it's kind of good to have clusters of people. And so in this case, the first one is going to be people who are adult migrants. The second group are going to be folks not like me, who grew up on the Head Pond, who never knew anything different. And then the third day is going to be people who have a strong memory of the time before the dam.
Yeah. So what kind of reaction have you had so far?
You know, it's been really strong so far. And I've been really surprised that the one group that we're struggling to fill is my group. The people who I would have thought, you know, the social media work that we did would have dredged them up a little bit and prompted their interest, but we're actually, it's the middle group that we're having the most trouble with. The other two.
Why is that, do you think?
I think that they've got kids.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I think they're like me. I've got two kids downstairs.
Busy lives.
My husband's trying to keep them quiet, but I can still hear them. And they got busy lives. Right?
Well, just in conclusion, yeah. once you have all of this done, what will you do with the results?
Well, we will synthesize it. We'll do this magical thing called social science, I suppose, and that's in which case we try to anonymize it and understand. It's almost like squinting your eyes and seeing what are the really strong messages that come through from this that we can actually send up to policymakers that they can use as not the voice of the loudest people in the crowd, but the what are the people saying more generally, not just the loud voices here. And that is what we're hoping to develop, but we're also on boat going to be taking a little bit of footage, and we are putting together a small documentary as well.
And that will, are you going to put that on YouTube?
That'll be a YouTube and hopefully very widely visited, because what we're hoping to do is really show some of these stories and reflections to get a bigger story out about the place. There's a remarkable diversity here.
Yeah. It sounds like a great project. We'll look forward to talking to you when you get through it. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me on.
All the best.
Bye.
Kate Sharon is an assistant professor at the School for Research and Environmental Studies at Dalhousie University. As you heard, she grew up in Nakawik. Her group will be floating their houseboat on the Head Pond on August 27th, 28th, and 29th. If you'd like more information on the project, you can email macheadpond@gmail.com. And if you have any thoughts on what you just heard, call our talkback line at 451-4100 or email your comments to us at info@amfredericton@cbc.ca.